Hello, my name is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, host of the Feel Better, Live More podcast, where I give you simple tips on things like improving sleep, energy, and gut health that will leave you feeling happier and calmer. The podcast is brought to you by JW Marriott. Traveling can really take its toll on the body, but inspired by the principles of mindfulness, JW Marriott is designed to let you focus on feeling whole. With more than 90 hotels in the world, visit jwmarriott.com for more information. 108.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bronx. I'm Ronnie Karam, and that's Ben Mandelker over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing. Excited to be here. This is our third recap that we're recording today because we took a couple days. Well, we didn't take the days off, but we got them off. It was 4 days off due to whatever issues. Who cares?
Technical
You've heard
issues.
About it already all week, but or all day at least. But here we are for our third recap, and it's going to be a fun one because it's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Bling, 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 bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling, bling.
But before we go into Jersey, let's talk about our new shows. Are we allowed to talk about our new ones yet?
No, the new ones are tomorrow. But if you're listening to Real Housewives of New Jersey, the little tease is that you might be particularly interested in one of our new shows that we're announcing tomorrow. And that's all I'll say about that, okay?
Wow! Here's our other shows coming up. This week we're going to St. Louis to record Real Housewives of Dallas Live, Trip to Thailand, Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to Philadelphia for two shows the next night. The first is sold out. That is going to be a recap of this here, Real Housewives of New Jersey. The second night has a few tickets left, our late show. That is going to be a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills rewind. We're going to do season 2, episode 14, where Taylor inspires the cat meme all these years later.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's going to be amazing.
It'll be great.
It's called Beach Miami Nightmare Parties. I don't know. Season 2, episode 14.
Malibu
Taylor
Beach
Cross.
Party from Hell or something like
yes.
that. It's going to be great. And then next week we have Denver and Seattle. So go get tickets for those shows because we're running out of time to see us there. And those will be we're going to go out with a bang in Seattle.
Yes.
It'll be super fun.
And then in the new year, we're starting with the Golden Crappies in L.A. There's only a few tickets left for that. It's going to be huge. Go get them. Then we're going to Detroit, Columbus, two shows in Austin, Houston, Birmingham, NOLA, Kansas, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, and Oklahoma City. Okay. Go get those. Go get your t-shirts. We're just going to keep Shannon Boldore up because people,
it's
we're
so
loving
good.
Seeing those at live shows.
I got mine.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. It looks so good. I was going
to
wear it, but I was so excited. I wore it like yesterday, and now I'm not going to. I didn't want to wear a dirty Shannon Boldore t-shirt on on the internet, because a lot of people can smell me through the internet, you know, technology.
Yeah. And then we have when life gives you tacos, make tacos solid t-shirts, oh, and also dork and twerp. And we've got our Ramona Christmas and Hanukkah shirts up there and some Ramona Christmas leggings. So go over to watchwhatcrappens.com or Crappens merch.
Yeah. Cyber Monday. Go do some cyber shopping today.
Oh God, we didn't give any deals. We're shitheads.
Well, we can, it's not too late. Maybe we can start one up.
So far.
Cyber Tuesday.
Done.
See you next Cyber Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll do Crappens Thursday. How about that?
Just keep an eye out.
Yeah. So today is Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Whoop whoop. Yes, this is, I got scared. I was like, my DVR said it was 90 minutes long, and I was like, oh my God, why is Bravo doing this to us? Like, Thanksgiving weekend, we want to not work this hard on Thanksgiving weekend. Why are they giving us a supersized episode? It was a fake out because the last 30 minutes was cash cab that they crammed into the recording so we'd be forced to watch it. But we were onto it, and I turned it off right away.
You did? We're not very supportive Bravo people. We should be, well, we're not Bravo people, but Bravo podcasters. Yeah.
They can send us
screeners, you bastards.
Send us screeners, and then we'll be happy to cover more stuff. But for right now, sorry, turned it off.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. But yeah, Cash Cab, I haven't watched yet, but I will watch it. I still love and am holding on to the idea of Bravo Home. Watched all of the Bravo Home shows.
Bring back Carson and Tom. Get a room with Carson and Tom.
I don't think they have a chance. They were like dead last in Bravo ratings.
So wrong.
Like dead.
So wrong. How does Kim Zolciak get 10 seasons as she just like rearranges the trash in her house while this amazing show gets sent off to the Bravo morgue? Not fair. Not fair.
And we don't know if it's canceled, but most Bravo shows don't know if they're canceled because Bravo just never calls you back. They're just like, just don't tell them. Yeah. Okay, so coming up now, it's Real Housewives of New Jersey, which starts right now. Here we are in Paramus. Glorious, glamorous Paramus,
Welcome
New
to
Jersey.
Paramus, home of the most beautiful sunset in all of America. And we're with Jennifer and her family, and her kids, of course, are like running around like little banshees. And she's like, kids, Jackie and her kids are coming over. Then I want you to be very cautious and not throw any bullets at them. I'm like, oh, goodness.
Well, that's basically just something every mother says growing up in New Jersey. Don't shoot your friends.
And you know, she's not talking about Nerf bullets. She's talking about like actual real bullets, just like hanging around, just tossing them like,
all right, we're not going to send your kids. We're not going to send any of your friends sleeping with the fishes. No one's going in the trunk today.
So Jackie comes over with her kids because Jackie and Jennifer are like, they're all good again, much to Olivia's pleasure. And because Olivia's gone through like a personality makeover, and she's like, Mommy, I love that you and Jackie aren't fighting anymore. Blink, blink.
Yeah, I'm loving this new little fake Olivia. It's hilarious.
On Best Behavior, best girl in the world.
Yes. So Jen's like, she's not mad at me, so you guys can have fun, fun, fun. And Jackie comes over with some rosé, which is a nice friend. And she also says, you look very slim, which is also like a very good friend thing to say. I hope Jennifer doesn't fuck this up.
Yep. And so the kids go downstairs to play in the giant basketball court, which also means that they're just going to beat each other up because they're just like pounding each other, which is, I guess, what we did when we were kids. And Jackie and Jennifer start talking about going to Jamaica. And Jackie is worried that Teresa's going to start with her down in the islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah, she's like, I thought we got over our stuff a long time ago. And then we have a clip of Jackie being like, if your husband listens to you, do you think he'd be in the position he's in? And Teresa's like, blink, 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 blink. Flip tables, getting all mad, even though like your husband's literally in jail and never listened to a thing you said. And that's what the argument was about. And you're still wrong all these months later, Teresa.
Yeah.
You're still wrong.
But Jackie is doing something very annoying, which is that she's going to like do the whole bully thing, like I'm being bullied. So she's like, you know, there's something that switches in Teresa, something switches in her, and she decides to be a bully, okay? And when I was a kid, I was bullied for my weight, you know? And I'm like, I hate bullying, and I'm never gonna be okay with bullying. I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't have gone onto reality TV, because we know what's worse than Teresa, like a million Teresas all making fun of you on the internet.
Yeah, you watched his show before you came on, right?
Yeah.
She tells a story of being bullied about being in high school, and she was putting on lipstick, and a guy came up to her and said, "Don't bother, it won't help." And I was like, oh my God, someone said that to me the first time I put on lipstick. Literally. And I mean, I don't know. That's really sad, but you shouldn't be talking to Jen about it, because Jen is a fucking bully too. So what are you going to do? Jen's just going to take whatever you say and use it against you. At least Jen's a funny bully. Does that count? That counts, right? If you're at least funny about it. Right, Ben?
I think if you're funny about it, it's okay.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
As we just rip apart people we don't know.
That's what I'm going to say to justify what we do.
Yeah.
I'm like trying, like, I'm sorry. I feel like my entire body is like sore right now. And I'm like just trying to get comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, whatever you say, Ryan. Yeah. I'm like,
well, poor Ben. Ben is still sick. I've got I'm in my pajamas. I've got some new pajama pants from Target. And by new, I mean, I've worn them for 4 days in a row. And one of the legs is stuck under my office chair, and I just don't want to move it. So my leg is stuck. And I keep trying to move my leg, but it's stuck under my office chair. So that's where we're at today.
My hip flexor is sore, so it's like affecting like everything. I've got sciatica. I don't know what it is, but this is just like I did that thing where I'm like, I'm gonna sleep. I did that thing where I'm like, I'm going to sleep for like 12 hours to get rid of this cold, which was great. But now my entire body is sore from being in the bed too long. That ever happened? So I'm like.
It does happen, but I just consider it a part of life because, God, I love my bed. I don't even care. I wake up like, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I'm going back to bed. It's like, this is not going to help, stupid.
Oh, man. So anyway, okay. Over in Marge's house, Joe B. is making coffee, and Margaret comes in, and she's like, Joe, why am I wearing sunglasses? What am I doing this, Joe? And he's like, do you see what my eyes look like? Do you see this? Do you see my eyes? Look at that. Look, I don't have a stitch of makeup on. They look like, I took out all the extensions. Look at my eyes. They look like two little rocks. Okay. Two little rocks that you found from gravel and put them in my eye sockets. That's what I got, Joe. Okay. Those are the eyes of someone whose mother's ignoring it. Okay, Joe.
And he's like, yikes. She goes, you don't have to twist the knife, Joe. Right. So someone named Miriam comes over. She's a real estate lady. And Marge is like, I wanted you to come over, Miriam, because we got to unload that land. All right, we got to unload it. All right, we don't need 1.7 acres. All right. So she tells us when she brought her dream home, we also bought the house next door because I thought it would be land baroness. All right.
Yeah. But you know what? I never did it. And then I got into this lawsuit with Vineyard Vines. They accused me of stealing their logo, which is absolutely false. I did not steal their logo at all. But now it's cost a lot of money, and now I had to file bankruptcy with my company, and this old decrepit haunted house that I bought, I can't even ask the ghost for rent anymore. You know what? I just have to sell the whole thing. All right, I'm gone. I'm done with it. I can't have it. Don't break it.
It's over. Okay. Over. So then, Melissa and Gorga, right? The Gorgas,
known as the Gorgas. Yes.
RMA, Source for New Beginnings. What does that mean?
RMA, that means rigatoni, marinara, all of it.
Amazing meatballs.
Yeah. Rigatoni, marinara, amazing meatballs. New beginnings.
New beginnings. I put lots of leather and high chairs. So I guess they're in a restaurant.
No, I think they're actually...
We took these notes a long time ago. Sorry, guys.
Believe it or not, they're actually at a doctor's office.
Here we go. I should have remembered.
There's a fine line between a restaurant and a doctor's office on this show because they all are at strip malls. But this time it is a doctor's office. So guess what? Shocking news from Melissa. She misses babies because probably babies are the only thing that give her purpose in life, you know? No shade to envy.
Here we go. Three shows in a row. Ben hates on babies.
Three
in a row. Everybody.
Hating on babies. It's so fun and so easy because it's so true. So anyway. Well, no, I'm not hating on babies. I'm hating on Melissa, who is like, okay, my kids are too old now, so I gotta have another baby just to fill like the void in my heart, right? So she's exploring the idea of maybe having another baby, and because since she had her tubes tied, she's gonna have to do some in vitro, et cetera, et cetera. So they're talking about they gotta do tests, and check out blood work and ovaries and sperm. And oh God, I'm tangled in my cords. I'm tangled in my cords. Just like Melissa herself, my cords are all tangled up.
So, yeah, you can actually see Ben tangled in cords because we're on Crappins On Demand. I forgot to say that. If you want to watch the video,
yes,
you
can.
It's very hot. So, oh God.
So Melissa gets into like the examination, like stirrups, and her feet are up, and like clearly like her vagina is exposed. She's like, "Joe, put the phone away. Put the phone away."
Goes, just like, "Hey, they said they wanted my sperm. What? I just got some on the desk." They're like, "Not now, sir. Okay, you can put down, you know, Pornhub for the moment." He's like, "What? I wanted to come. That's it. It's poison. What do you want from me?"
I just like that he's like trying to take a picture of his wife's vagina while getting like a medical exam. I mean, look, I love that he is like, you know, he's totally into his wife, and you know, but like, I just feel like it's just not a sexy video. It reminds me of high school. My friend's dad was a gynecologist, and we were like over, and he was like, yo, I found like a video about vaginas. Let's play it. And it was like, because it was like from his dad.
Ew.
Like,
oh my God, this doctor is so going to get sued right now.
No. But it was just like some like microscopic or orthoscopic, whatever, like view inside a fallopian tube. It was like this tunnel. It was like very much like 2001 Space Odyssey. And like, the point is, what was supposed to be porn turned out to be very medical. And
that is,
I think that's
horrifying.
I think that's what Joe Gorga is doing right now. He's reliving my high school trauma.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, it's taking me a minute.
It wasn't gross. It was just tubes. It was inside tubes. It was like the beginning
of... Gross. Tubes are gross.
Like the beginning of Look Who's Talking, you know?
Gross. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
So the doctor's like, all right, so next, you look great. You got a lot of baby follicles. So next up is sperm. All right, Joe, that was in my eye, Joe. Jesus Christ. I didn't mean right now. He's like, yeah, I got good sperm. I'll be getting 90-year-old girls pregnant, right? Yeah, I'm gonna be 90 and getting girls pregnant. Is what I like to say.
90-year-old girls. Yeah. So then he goes into the collection room, and they're like, okay, so we have some mineral oil for you. He goes, for my hand? It's like, yeah.
Yes, Joe. Would you put on your penis? Yeah, and you're already lubricated.
So then he like hands over his sperm sample. He's like, hey, that's good stuff right there. You can put that with the filet mignon. Like, let's not get accused of any Bernays.
Did we really have to look at Joe Gorga holding his sperm in a cup? I don't need this show.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So then Jennifer goes to a boutique called Anology, which is run by a woman named Anne, who we have to assume is the lady in the scene. She's got this crazy tan and big, like, blonde. I don't know how you describe that sort of, like, wet curl. It's not like a jerry curl. It's just like a weird wet perm. That's exactly what you think about with Jersey.
A wet perm. I think of very like hard perms from Jersey. Yeah. Like very teased hard perm. But yeah, it was I put curly headed lady named Anne.
she never gave up the dream of working girl, basically. Yeah. Stylistic dream.
Yeah. So Jennifer and Tree are shopping, and Tree is like, Hi guys. Oh my God, that's gonna look good with your bubbies, Jens. And Jen's dancing around, going, "It's my birthday! It's my birthday!" Like two of the most obnoxious people in the world in the store together, and that's following like a scene of a guy holding his sperm in a cup. So
yeah, they're acting like they're in Saks Fifth Avenue, and they're only an Anology, okay? Like let's take a seat, okay?
Let's talk about how Joe's doing. And Tree's like, I feel bad about him for where he's at. I was like, okay, good talking. And then Dolores is there too. She's like, oh, you know what? I think it's great there. I'm like, what are you giving like a Yelp review to the ice? Oh, no. She says, I hear it's not great there. Like Dolores is like dissing the ice Senate. They got terrible reviews, that ice.
Yeah. No, I hear it's not so great. I hear they got a lot of pebble tile. And, you know, they don't even have a kitchen in the living room. So you can't even walk from kitchen to living room to kitchen. You can't do anything. I was like, Maz, what are we going to do about this jail? He's like, you know, why don't you do something about it? I was like, I can't do anything about it. I got a lot going on. I got Frank. I got the pebble tile. I got David now. Boo's been dead for 3 years now. Just barely getting over that. So I can't do anything with ice.
But it sounds like you can use a vacation.
I'm like, wow, okay, we went from ice to like how many suites you're getting. So they have one suite that holds four people and one suite only holds two people. And so Tree, of course, like, I don't want to be with Jackie's.
Of course.
So Jen, of course, immediately throws Jackie under the bus. She's like, Jackie came over for a play date. I apologize for hurting her feelings. Not for being a comedian, though. Oh, by the way, she says that you're mad at her. She knows that.
Yeah.
So what else did that bitch Jackie say about me? She's like, well, she called you a bully. Like, oh, yeah? Well, she talks a big game when she's alone with you. And Dolores, she can't help herself. Sort of like with Frank. When he sees pebble tile, just jerks off all over it. You know, Melissa probably knows something about that.
So Tree's like, well, I think she, oh, yes. I just didn't think that's where it was going. Yeah. Like, how much sperm do we need in this episode?
I don't know. It's like late in the afternoon. My brain's turning to mush. So Tree's
just
like, well, you know what?
Real sperm, all right?
Yeah. You know what? I think she's the bully because she's the one who started with the whole malicious things. I'm like, that doesn't make someone a bully.
Tree, and by the way, she does say everything to your face, Teresa. Okay.
Yes, she does.
So she's like, me and her are like oils and waters, all right? And I was like, well, you finally got that one right.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's so proud.
Jesus Christ.
She was so ready to road test that out. She's like, now I know that oil and waters don't go well, but oil and vinegars do. So I'm really excited to say later on today that Jackie and I are like oil and vinegar. Oh, did I mess it up again? Blink, 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 blink.
10-time best-selling cookbook author, people.
Yep.
So even a broken Tree is coming once a day. So how about you, Ramona, all right? And so they're basically going to get rid of Marge and and Jackie because Marge is also making Teresa mad because she's nagging me. She's a nag.
Yeah, about something. Whatever. Could about Danielle.
About Danielle being an awful fucking human being.
Yeah. So now we go over to Jackie's house where she's having a birthday party for her kid. And she's like, my priority is for the kids to have fun. We only need pizza and candy, which I was like, thank you. That is like a normal birthday party to me. That is
for
like
poor people.
For poor people. Yeah. But it's like shocking because you don't see that on Bravo. On Bravo, it's like it's going to be pizza and candy and a camel. You know, it's like, no. You don't need a camel. Okay. And you don't need.
That's what it's about. It's Bravo. I'm not watching this to watch poor people. Okay. Get your kid a palace. Right.
Well, Jackie gets them pizza and candy. And
that sounds like my current birthday party. You know, that sounds like my adult birthday parties.
It sounds lovely.
It is, actually. Except it's alone. There's no one there. It's just me. Like,
actually singing alone. Till now, I always had birthdays by myself.
I never really cared if you birthdayed me too. Till now. God, I love that song. I was walking in New York last week, and I heard someone singing that in a bar, and I just walked away from my family and went inside because I thought it was my friend Aileen, who also sings with bands and bars. But it wasn't her. Then I felt guilty for thinking someone else sounds like Aileen, but it
was
Aileen. Was
it actually Hart? Was it Fergie?
Was it Fergie? It was not Fergie. I would have known the difference between Aileen and Fergie for sure. Does Fergie sing alone? Does she have an alone cover?
I don't think so, but she did. She once duetted with Hart on American Idol. That's, I don't know. My brain just like went there. My brain like suddenly leapt to like 2006.
I just like Fergie because she put Taco Bell in her lyrics, and I thought that was cute.
I like Fergie because she peed her pants on stage and was like, whatever, look at my stain.
Yeah. Okay, so Melissa and her kids arrive, and Gino and Joey are like, where's the ponies and the strippers?
You know? Yeah.
So then Jennifer comes, and she immediately starts judging the party, right?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to hurt her feelings, but this party's like a little underwhelming. Basketball in the backyard? We have basketball in my basement, so.
I think that's the real reason why I was pro Jackie's party, because it annoyed Jennifer so much.
Yeah.
And I liked Olivia. Olivia was basically like me as a child. She's like, Jackie, I want to go inside because I'm not really an outside person. It's like, that was me. That was me
she's
as
like,
a child.
I don't want to play. I want to see your house.
So then pizza comes in and all the little boys are like monsters. I mean, it's like a pack of wolves. I mean, I just don't know how people like parent, you know. The pizza comes in and all these like little boys are. And I was like, this reminds me of like a discarded scene from Twilight.
Yeah. So then in the backyard, Melissa's like, oh my God, sunny day, blah, blah, blah. So Jenna, they're talking about this.
Sunny day, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. They're talking about the weather, and I'm writing it down in my notes. Like, well, I'm sure I need to talk about them talking about the weather. Super important scene, guys. Get in line. So Melissa's like, so I'm glad you made up with Jackie, Jen. That'll make it nice. And Jackie's like, yeah, we dropped all the charges. Melissa's like, well, that's funny, because Joe was talking to Frank, and he said you would never wake up, and because you're a female attorney, and you're just never going to let that bone go. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because female attorneys always have to have the last word no matter what. So I love that this, like, really, like, this throwaway moment from last episode is now turning into gossip. And Jackie's like, well, he doesn't know me at all, and for him to, like, make that sort of assumption about me really bothers me. Bullying, cyberbullying, lawyer bullying.
Yeah, no, it's just general misogyny. Again, have you seen this show before?
I'm like, last time I checked, one of them has been disbarred and one of them hasn't. So that's all Jackie needs to know.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah.
So Jackie, just like, don't get mad, Jackie. Just remember that. Just remember who's still part of the Bar Association. Well, actually, I'm assuming that Jackie is part of the Bar Association because she has a law degree. Do we know if she passed the bar? Do we care? I don't think we do.
I don't know, but it was a sick burn, so just stick with it, even if you're wrong.
Sick burn, bro. Yeah.
So Jackie, they start talking about Teresa, and she's telling Jen, if we make contact for 5 seconds, it's like she hates me. And Jen's like, she doesn't say hey, you know. You can tell with her, like, you know when she's done with you, you know. And Jackie's like, well, Jen tells us, well, Tree would be done with her if she could stop running her mouth about her. It's like, okay. So Jen's like going to be the army for Tree now.
Yeah.
And then Jackie gives out party favors, basically how I give out Christmas gifts. Like, here's your fucking Amazon box. It throws it in the middle of the cul-de-sac. Dig and in. Just lets people go through it.
Dig in. Exactly. And Jennifer's acting like she's so like offended by it when she's the same person who last year was like, kids, if you put a spoon on the table, I'll get you anything you want from Amazon. It's like the same concept, right?
Yeah.
Bribe them. Bribe them.
That wasn't a birthday.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Hello, my name is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, host of the Feel Better, Live More podcast, where I give you simple tips on things like improving sleep, energy, and gut health that will leave you feeling happier and calmer. The podcast is brought to you by JW Marriott. Traveling can really take its toll on the body, but inspired by the principles of mindfulness, JW Marriott is designed to let you focus on feeling whole. With more than 90 hotels in the world, visit jwmarriott.com for more information. 108.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of. When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
It's commercial.
So now it's time to head to Jamaica. So it's time to do a packing montage. That means we get Bill going, ooh, guess what mommy's doing? She's going on vacation without us. Ooh.
And Olivia just starts going up. Slapping her fist in her palm and like giving snake eyes.
Yeah. Like, I see what you're doing, mommy. You better have a gift for me.
Yeah. So Gia is watching Teresa pack, like, and Teresa's like,
Gia, you like these bikinis?
She's like, that could fit Adriana.
If it's me.
And Jackie has packed her clothing in Ziploc bags, and she's like, you know, I packed them in Ziploc bags. This way, you just dump them out into the drawers really easily. And the husband's like, you know, I want to argue with you, but I can't. I'm like, yeah, you could argue about this one. This is excessive.
But do you really want to go against a female attorney? She ain't ever going to let it go, bruh.
Yeah, she won't have the last. She's always going to have the last word about clothing and drawers, you know?
It's just weird how Jackie puts that. I pack my suits in a Ziploc because when I get there, boom, right in the drawer. Like, you know that that's what people do when they unpack, right? They open their suitcase, they put things in a drawer. I'm confused about how that's special, but...
You know what, though? I always respect anyone who has the energy to take anything out of their suitcase, because when I'm just always like, it's just in there for like a week. I'm like burrowing through. I'm like,
it's still in there. I still have one sweater left from last week's trip to New York, just sitting in the suitcase, sitting on the bed. Or not on the bed, but the table. So Bill's like, should be fun. Did you plan it day by day? What are you going to be doing day by day?
Day by day. What's going to happen day one? What's going to happen day two? Do tell.
Well, at the party, Margaret said that we should... Margaret came up with a good idea. We should have a comedy night. Like, maybe it could be a roast. I could just roast everyone.
Sounds saucy. All of them gonna do the roast, including Jackie, after you just made up. Ooh,
it's an equal opportunity mocking. I mean, hello, I'm a comedian.
Sounds like equal opportunity fabulous.
So Dolores is like, all right, she's dialing on her phone. She's like, let's see if David's gonna miss me. You've been sent straight to voicemail. She's like, ah, fuck this. Jesus Christ.
Typical. You're okay with that, Dolores? You're okay with that? Yeah, I'm okay with it. Let me tell you something. I don't think she's okay with that, okay? I get to listen. If she doesn't have someone spitting their S's and their T's on her face when they speak, she's not going to be happy, okay? Take it from me, okay, Dolores?
So, Teresa, are we at the airport yet? Where are you?
Joe Gorga asking Melissa what happens if Jackie and Teresa go at it, because Melissa might get caught in the middle. And then Teresa saying, I hope Jackie doesn't piss me off because I take it, and bang!
Bam! So then plane shots. Jamaica. Jen is in a Chanel sweater. I am shocked. I am shocked. Glad you've got money. Jen,
and she has some
proud
sort of scooter.
You hard worker.
I guess her bag is a scooter or something awful like that. And so she is like riding the scooter around the airport, and every black person that she sees, she's like, hey man, Jamaica man, hey man. You know, like half the people are like, I'm from, you know, New York, you know. you ridiculous lady.
And Marge is like, oh god, I'm so embarrassed, my vagina hurts.
Yeah, and then Jen's like, okay, you guys ready to eat some jerk chicken and say yaman rasta. I'm like, oh god, please make this stop.
It is awkward to watch, for sure. So Jennifer gives everybody their schedule. She's like, tonight we're doing a tasting of rum. And then room. So I was thinking Marge and Jackie in one room. And Marge is like, I don't think that was Jen's idea. I think that was Teresa's idea. She probably exiled me because she's never wanted to tell Danielle, you know, that she chose me over Danielle. And I don't get it. Do you know what else? My vagina's clamped so hard it could hold a stack of papers. I'm just saying it right now.
Just very upset. So now the women all arrive at the hotel, which of course is nice. So... you know, of course, you know, Margaret and Jen and Jackie have like a perfectly lovely suite. And they're like, oh my God, this is wonderful. There's nothing that can make us ever think that this is not wonderful. It's a classically beautiful, spacious suite. And we're very happy with these accommodations. And I'm sure the other women have something as equally beautiful and sensible as this lovely suite. And then the other woman arrived at theirs, which is like palatial and like five stories high and has like a swimming pool and a tennis court on the balcony.
I know. And they trick them because the smaller one is called the presidential suite.
Yeah.
So they got screwed. But the other one also has Teresa, Jen, Dolores is fine. Who's the other one with them? Teresa, Jen.
Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the smaller room with Marge, you know?
Yeah. Margaret and Jackie have the better option there because they're the chill ones and they're going to be like they're going to be sitting there being shady and making shady comments about everything. That's like what you want. You want to have like that. You want to be like the group of two. Because listen, you have a bed. What else are you going to be doing in there? Are you hosting a cocktail party? Who cares?
Yeah. So then Melissa's like, well, how did I get so lucky to get in this room? Why didn't you put me in the other room? Like, I'm shocked that
fishing
Teresa wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah, basically.
And it's like, honestly, it was your sister-in-law who chose you last.
Yeah, your sister-in-law said, I want Melissa. I mean, if I have to choose between a nag, a bitch, a piece of mold, some algae, garbage, tinfoil, or Melissa, I choose Melissa. I thought it was so sweet of her.
Yeah, she said she'll take the stripper anytime. It was heartwarming.
You could take the stripper out of New Jersey, but you can't take the New Jersey out of the stripper. Something like that.
So Jackie's like, well, obviously I'm stuck in here because of Teresa. So what did you do? Marge is like, who cares? You want sushi? Come on, let's just have some sushi. Who cares? And Jackie goes, not yet. Dinner's in 2 hours. And she goes, and your point is...
You know what? I'm Team Margaret about that. Sushi anytime. Might be happening sometime later today.
Dinner's in 2 hours. How about that's like a lifetime away? Like, I want to eat right now. I'm going to eat this plastic cup right now just thinking that dinner's 2 hours away. Eat it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, in the other suite, they're like, they also have a spread. And Jennifer's saying, well, Jackie's probably not even eating, you know. And Melissa's like, well, you know, she's very regimented with her food. And I believe this is when we got a montage of Jackie not eating food, which is really a special tradition on Real Housewives. If you get the you don't eat food montage, that means that you've really earned a spot on Bravo.
Yeah. Hey, it means they can't accuse you of doing cocaine in a bathroom or being an alcoholic or cheating on your husband. So yeah. I say anorexia for the win.
So Dolores is like, you know what? She is who she is. The house is regimented. The parents have to call before they come over. She gives party favors out in a box. You know, it's like a lot. You know, that's just what she is, you know. And I just couldn't be I couldn't be close with her because Jackie's, you know, because she's not all about family the way I am. You know what I'm saying?
We're not cut from that cloth, all right?
Yeah. I'm cut from like a, what do you call that cloth that makes gym shorts? That. That's my cloth.
I'm a rayon blend, personally. Yeah, guess what's going to happen to you if you come over to my house unannounced? You're going to get yelled at and probably get something thrown at your head. Maybe a rolling pin. Okay, yeah. I don't even bake anymore, but I still have a rolling pin to throw at people's head if they come to my door unannounced. I don't care if you gave birth to me. You better fucking call first. Is that so weird?
Yeah, being all about family doesn't mean that you're not all about a schedule. So then Jennifer's like, so, Dolores, this isn't a trick question that will come back to haunt you at any point. Do you consider Jackie to be a friend? And Dolores is like, nah, she's not a friend. She gets offended too easily. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, yeah. She was bullying me. See what I did there? Bullying me, saying shit to me that I don't like. So, yeah, friend.
That's not what bullying is, you fucking moron. So Melissa's like, oh, God, if you fight, I'm going to be in the middle, and I'm trying to have a baby. And Teresa's like, as long as she doesn't push my buttons. Blink, 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 blink. And then Dolores goes, she doesn't know when she's pushing your buttons. Like, what is this? Are we all going to say buttons now?
Buttons.
That's how it is. Buttons. Buttons.
So now Margaret is now has a bee in her bonnet. Her what's it called? The Macbeth collection or something?
Her Macbeth collection bonnet.
Macbeth bonnet. So she's like, Joe. She's FaceTiming Joe. She's like, Joe. Okay. So guess what? So all the other women, they've got a suite. They got like, as far as I can tell, they got a swimming pool in there. They've got a butler. They got everything in there. And we're here. We're basically in a homeless shelter. Okay. And we're like outcasts. Okay, Joe. It's like, it's not fair. It's not right. And you know what? I'm not going to let it bother me because it's stupid. But you know what? It's bothering me, Joe. Joe. I'm mad. Joe, are you there, Joe? You making coffee for Marlena? Joe.
I know. At least Joe worked in the FaceTime this year. He got that. Yeah. So, you know, count your stars.
But so, obviously, Margaret is starting to get angrier and angrier and angrier.
Yeah, because Marge isn't afraid. You know, she's been... Last year, she had Danielle to contend with. If Teresa really thinks Marge is going to back down, Marge does not care, okay?
Yeah.
That's New Guard Marge. And you're not going to get the Marge fired. I'm sorry, okay? That can work with, like...
Mm.
Anybody else, really, but it's not going to work with Marge.
Not with Marge. Good luck. So then Dolores calls her mom, and she's like, Hi, Mom. I was like, oh, Dolores, how's it going in Jamaica? It's good, Mom. What are you going to do tonight? I'm going to act like a big whore, Mom. No, you're not.
What are you doing, Mom?
Eating cookies.
All right, man. Gotta stop that, Ma. So then Jen calls Marge up and she's like,
we're just gonna do room testing in our suite, so head over 10601.
And Marge is like, I gotta put on my specs.
Yeah.
Be right over.
So now Margaret and Jackie get into the weirdest ensemble. Jackie is like slutty footlocker, and Margaret is in like a nightie, and they start walking through this resort. They're like, where do we go? Like, we don't even know where to go. I'm sorry, we've been stuck in the servants' quarters, so we don't know where the rich people are. Can someone guide us the way? I mean, where's the suite? It's crazy. That's for you, Jen. It's for you, Jen.
It was like a Jersey dinner theater version of Ishtar. It's like the old movie poster of Ishtar, of them just wandering through the desert looking for this room.
It's like the English Impatient, if you know what I'm saying. Jen, that's for you.
So Marge is like, why didn't they just tell us how to get here? And so back in the big suite, they're dancing. They're trying to figure out how to do Jamaica dances. And Melissa's picking up like, dollars
gotta
with her.
Teach white ladies how to do this dance again. Okay, it's called the fling.
Yeah. So Marge and Jackie finally arrive. And Marge is like, oh, this is beautiful.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, we're in another building. It's called New Jersey. Get it? Because we're in such a small, shitty accommodations. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. But I'm mad.
You know, it'd be nice if you sent a car for me. classic Marge. Yeah, and Jen's like, I don't understand her digs at me. I put you in this amazing room with an ocean view. I was like, you flew to China for furniture that you've wrapped in plastic. Please stop pretending that you paid for this trip, lady wearing like a knockoff Chanel shirt. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
And either way,
And also, like, you're wealthy enough to fly to China. I don't know if this is what you're trying to say, Ronnie, or what you said, but, like, you're wealthy enough to go to China, but you're not wealthy enough to get two equally sized awesome suites.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying your cheap ass flew to China to get discounts on furniture. There's no way that you really paid for this trip, so stop acting like it.
Yeah, either way, she's wrong. Whichever interpretation you want, she's wrong. So
I'm not a well-traveled person, so I think flying to China's cheap just because the back of dishes say made in China. You see where I'm coming from?
It's
flawed poor person logic.
Got it. Riley comes in. She's mad. She's like, okay, you guys get going with your podcast. Got it. Okay, next scene. Got it. That would be Riley's podcast. Okay, so then what happens next is Jennifer comes in for the rum tasting. And then Jennifer was like, yeah. Got it, Ben. Got it.
Got it. Next with week. Riley Next Berber. Week. Gerber.
Got it. So rum tasting, they're drinking drinks, and they're all drinking things. And Margaret doesn't normally drink, but she's drinking the rum because why not? And she's like, you know what? I say this with all due respect to Randy the bartender, but that cocktail you just made us, it looks like a beautiful urine sample. Beautiful urine sample. Did I ruin anything for anyone? No.
And Doris, that is so rude. Who called her Doris?
You did.
No, but someone called her Doris a while back. Who was it? Or was that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? We're losing our minds, by the way, at this point in the day. Okay. So anyway, Dolores is like, that doesn't work for me, Margaret. It's like, I'm sure you've had worse in your mouth. And Dolores goes, oh, not me. And Jackie says, Jewish girls don't get blowjobs. And so they're all cracking up. And Jen's like, we have to make an appointment for Bill to give me an orgasm. He's a real keeper.
Huh. Yeah, she's like talking about that. I was like, please don't put that image in my head. Thank you very much.
Actually, so, Jen having an orgasm or Bill making it. He's like, hello, it's Bill. I'm going to make an appointment to give you an orgasm.
Ooh, here comes Big Daddy. Yes, Bill. Yes. Ooh, yes. Ooh, yes.
And so
I'll have what she's having. So
today I'm being played by Rob Reiner's mother in a cameo.
So then, like, the bartender pulls out some aged rum that's been aged for like 21 years, and so Margaret's like, oh yeah, give it to Teresa. She likes a minimum age of 21. She doesn't like jailbait. And everyone's like, dun, 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 dun. She said the word jail and 21, you know.
and bait. Teresa's yeah. like, what's that supposed to mean?
Blink, blink, blink. I don't even fishes.
And Marge is like, nothing. I was talking about the drink. 21. And Melissa's like, well, you know, there's all these. I would never say this about my sister-in-law, but there's all these rumors about Teresa sleeping around with that younger guy, which I would never say. Cheating on a husband, which I would never say. I'm say. Mortified that people are suggesting that she would do that.
Yeah. So basically, Melissa's predicting that Teresa's going to explode. She's like, she's playing nice now, but she's going to explode later. You know, that's what people do when they're having affairs with younger people. Not that she is, but I'm just saying that's what other people act like.
Yeah. So Melissa's giving Marge shit as they all leave. She's like, why would you do that? She's like, what? It was a funny joke. I mean, the liquor was 21. So I was just like, of course, you know, she's not going to have sex with something. What is, at least it's a vape. Like, what did I say? It's 21.
It's, you know, liquor. It's liquor. It's like liquor. It's like, it's almost like liquor, like me, like a lollipop, like a what? Liquor. It's like, it's 21 years old. It's like jail bait. It's like, if you're under 21, you'd go to jail if you tried to have this liquor. So the liquor is like a jail bait. And like, Teresa wouldn't want that for her daughters because she's a great mother. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So then at dinner, they're pretty much, they're not really acting blasted, but they have to be wasted by now, yeah. right?
Well, Jackie's like, wow, it's so great we're here at dinner. I mean, I've been eating all day long. I mean, pretzels, granola bars, snacks, invisible sushi, like just so much food that I've had. I mean, gosh, you've probably seen it all over the cameras, right? Right? Right?
Yeah, she's like, I haven't stopped. And she's like, oh, I didn't notice. And it's like, dun, 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 the anorexia storyline is coming up.
Yeah. So they order, there's like a 10-minute montage of them ordering food. I have the salmon, and I'll have the salmon, and the jerk chicken, and the salmon, and the salad, and the salmon. And then Bob Marley shots come to the table, which is basically shots that I believe are in like the colors of the Jamaican flag, and they're like happy, and so they're like happy birthday Jennifer, and Melissa's like, and congrats to Jackie on good housekeeping, wow, she got a pitch in, you know, which was totally Melissa's way of digging at Jennifer to like make Jennifer have to share a birthday toast with Jackie's good housekeeping pitch, you know, it's like her little
oh
way.
Tricky,
yeah, you know, listen, I know how that works, you know, because I, you know, that Jennifer's like, it's my birthday, oh, yeah, I guess Jackie got into good housekeeping also. Fine.
Yeah.
No, that's what was
happy
going on.
Happy birthday to me, Jackie, once again.
So Marge is like, what's your article about? And Jackie's like, well, when they said our twins were boys, I have a meltdown, but only on the inside, which you can't say. But you know what? Growing up, I wanted the daughter. Yeah. And Melissa's like, well, yeah, when Joey came out, I had gender disappointment. I was like, what? How are the people, how are the cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey educating me? I've never heard of that.
I know. And congrats on giving your sons a complex. That's great. So,
Yeah.
So then Jennifer's like, yeah, the only reason I had a fifth child is we wanted Gabby to have a sister. So that's what we did. Whatever. So the point is, this whole thing sort of was like, I've weighed in so much on babies this week. I'm just, I can't. I can't.
Are you about to go in on babies again?
More babies. I can't.
Oh, Teresa was like,
yeah, we wanted a boy, so we tried in vitro, but then we tried naturally and we got Adriana. So I give credit to people going through in vitros.
I'm like, what? Oh, well, she was saying in vitro didn't work at first, I think is what she was
saying.
Well,
to be fair, that's because they went to a pizza place called In Vitros. Yeah,
In Vitrology. Yeah. It was owned in Vitrology. It was owned by a guy named Vito.
Yeah. Oh wait, you're talking about In Vitro. Oh, I'm talking about, I went into Vito's and got some pizzas and didn't have sex that night, so it didn't really work.
Vitrology.
We was in Vitrology, is that right?
Yeah.
It didn't listen work.
To biology.
So, yeah. So I just took some of Joe's sperm from that cup and put it in me. It's like, wait a minute. Okay. So before we go further into this anorexia storyline, just because I have it pulled up on a website, this story, and there's an ad that keeps playing over and over, and it's going to make me fucking insane, I'm going to insert this here, okay? So, this week tweets. So, Jackie, during this episode, was live tweeting, if you watch what you eat, you don't need lipo every week. Hashtag just saying.
Ooh.
And then Jennifer Aiden snapped back.
I'm not stupid enough to come back with a snarky comment to someone who's a recovering anorexic. She can keep the shade all to herself. She needs it more than I do. Real Housewives of New Jersey. And Jackie said,
I know. And Jackie said,
yes, it was petty. I was angry, but I took it down. Apologies to anyone offended. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where this is going.
Yeah, sounds great. So Margaret says the thing that I think we were all thinking, which is like, because Melissa's like, I want to have a baby. Margaret's like, why don't you just get another dog?
Yeah, she goes, Melissa goes, I might do in vitro. And Dolores goes, this is an April Fool's joke, right? And Melissa's like, it's now or never. I was like, never. Stop struggling. Get a fucking life, please, with your fake in vitro storyline. If she really goes through with this, I'm going to be shocked. She's not old, and this is not age shaming. It just seems like a bunch of bullshit. It's like when Tamara got that boxed baby, that real baby looking thing. She's like, I think I'm going to have a baby. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, this is just like a fake whatever. So Melissa then invites Frankie to walk in the Envy fashion show, which, you know, it's a big break.
Does Envy still design any clothes? No, they do not.
No.
It's not required in a Jersey.
Bring back the Posh Fashion Show. Don't try to like muscle out Posh with Envy, okay? I'm not down with this. Bring back Posh, the true fashion show of New Jersey.
Truth.
Yeah. So they're like pestering Dolores about like, you know, shouldn't you be engaged by now to David? Did David like you? Because David wanted to come to Jennifer's party, but then couldn't make it and everything. And, you know, like they just are like, what's the deal? Like, I thought you wanted a commitment from David and now like it's been 2 years, blah, 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 blah. So they're just coming down on Dolores.
Some people might think you seem like a pushover. Not me, but some people. It's like,
I got this, girls. All right, please. So then Jackie's like, well, I think David would at least like me better than Frank because he doesn't like me. He said bad things about me. And Dolores is like, oh, God, he said something about female lawyers. Let me, come on with this. And she's like, well, he doesn't even know me. She goes, don't personalize it. All right? Just don't personalize it. It's female lawyers. The Good Wife. Yeah. Look it up. The Good Wife. The redo. Just look it up.
Frank is, okay? He'll just make a generalization about women, put up some pebble tiles somewhere, spit on someone, do some reps, and he's back at it the next day, you know?
Yeah, that's it. So Jackie's like, well, I would think it's my friend. And Jennifer's like, well, actually, she just said today that she doesn't consider you a friend at all. Dolores just looks at her like, what the fuck?
Jackie's like, oh, really? You don't consider me a friend? Because I actually consider her a friend. Okay, well, I guess I'm just getting bullied by three people now. Okay. I guess Jamaica is the land of bullying.
Let me explain, dog with a bone. All right, let me explain. She's just, whatever, I'm not a dog with a bone. She's, okay, dog with a bone. That's what I'm calling you, dog with a bone. All right? Do I come over unannounced? Do you call me when you have a problem? That's all I was saying, dog with a bone. Okay?
yeah, she's like, do you ever call to check in on me, dog with a bone? I'm sorry. Last time I checked, there's a toll-free number, 1-800-DOG-WITH-A-BONE, which connects you to me, and you haven't called it yet. So, I don't know. No checking with me, so I don't know if we're friends.
Dolores, she's so silly. She's like, do I ever come over unannounced? Like, no, but you just made the point that she doesn't let anyone come over unannounced. It's like, that's the thing that offends Dolores the most. You can't just come over unannounced anymore.
So Jennifer's like, I'm not trying to start trouble, but I'm just trying to let Jackie know that Dolores is not as much of a friend as her as she thinks she is. That's all. I'm not trying to start trouble at all.
And Dolores doesn't back down. She's like, all right, here's what I think. You're not thick-skinned like you say you are. You get upset over the littlest things. You get upset over that video. And she goes, well, that was cyberbullying. Tracy's like,
we was having fun. You take everything so serious. You bullied it in me.
Yeah. And so now Jackie gets mad that Teresa is jumping in and everything. And, you know, and she's like, you know, I don't take everything so serious. Just when I'm being made fun of on social media, dog with a bone.
You said mean things to me.
You said mean things to each other. Luckily, you're both over 21, so it's legal. All right, is it okay now? Is that okay now? Is it okay now to say a number now? She's like, you came at me first. Are we going back to that? That's really not fair.
You said that you were telling the girls that if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck. I mean, what the fuck is a duck? I mean, quack, quack, fucking duck. What's a duck? Quack, 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 duck, duck. What? Quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
I was like, okay, can someone reset Teresa?
Yeah. And Jackie's like, I didn't put that story out there. I was asked, okay? And she's like,
I don't care if you put the story out there. I'm going through the worst time in my life right now.
Oh, Teresa, every fucking year on this show has been the worst year of your life, okay? No one cares, time. Okay? No one cares anymore.
And that's why
people do care. I don't care.
Yeah, that's why Jackie's like, I feel like when you have a bad day, you can say bad things about me and I can't respond. And that's just not how it works, you know? So she's like, so where do we go from here? I want us to be nice to each other. And Teresa's like, blink, blink. I still don't know what a duck is.
I feel like you just had a colonic, all right? Jackie's like, yeah. I don't feel great because, you know, I don't feel great because I just found out Dolores doesn't like me. I was like, oh, my God.
Dog with a bone. Dog with a bone.
Dog with a bone.
So Jackie's like, can we just like move forward? Can we like, I don't want to stay, hold grudges. Can we just move forward? Can we move forward? And Teresa goes, yeah. I'm like, that sounds convincing. Yeah.
She just gives it up immediately. Oh, the show. And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New Jersey, everybody.
Fun times. We'll be back tomorrow to recap the latest episode of Below Deck.
Love you guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Go to watchcrappers.com. Get your tickets. Bye.
Everyone, it's Jamie Lang here from our brand new podcast, MOVE, which stands for Motivation, Opportunity, Vision, Entrepreneurship. Each week, my business partner and I interview a different successful person in their own right, or their story to where they got to today. Now they're athletes, artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, founders from all different walks of life. It's inspiring, it's encouraging, and it helps you to go that out there and achieve your goal. So we have something for you today, which is going to help you. So listen to this, because this is going to help you with your financing. Now, Mini Financial Services has the perfect solution for you. Now, Mini Finance makes it easy for you to live the life you want with tailored fixed monthly payments to suit your budget. Not only that, buying a Mini with Mini Finance gives you tailored finance packages with options to change your Mini every few years. When you are working hard and chasing your dreams, financing a new or approved used Mini through Mini Finance Services allows you to simply live your life and carry on moving towards your next ambition or goal. Search Mini Finance to learn more about your finance options. UK residents aged 18 plus, guarantees may be required. Mileage and other conditions apply if you return the vehicle. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine if Santa came twice. If advent calendars never ended. And if Christmas telly could be even better. Well, the last one can come true with Now TV. With the latest blockbusters including Avengers Endgame, Mary Poppins Returns, and plenty of Christmas classics, it's telly with all the trimmings. So, what's your TV got for you this Christmas? Search Now TV. 18 plus content streaming this Christmas, month pass auto renews unless cancelled, terms apply.